All right, we're going to continue to move on, moving to Division of Wildlife or Information Items. We're going to get an update on the avian influenza, and I believe Chad is going to be here to deliver that.
Good morning, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Chad Switzer, Deputy Director of the Wildlife Division. Obviously, with the weather outside, not much snow and temperatures warming up, we're obviously seeing a spring migration occur, and with that is the apparent snow goose migration occurring in the eastern portion of the state. So I know some of you folks were probably receiving some calls or comments from the public with some concerns of avian flu and maybe some reports or observations of dead waterfowl. So just wanted to give you an update. I know we did that back in November, but with the migration going on and Commissioner Teal new to the commission, just give you a quick update on avian flu. Obviously, it's a virus. It is carried within our wild birds and is obviously transported on a regular basis across the landscape during migration time periods. I believe avian flu was confirmed in commercial poultry operations in South Dakota, I believe, back in 2015. Commissioner White, probably in your backyard there in Beetle County, I believe, and was, first confirmed within our wild bird populations in South Dakota back in March of 2022. Wild birds, you're going to observe symptoms of swelling of the head, nasal discharge, decreased activity. Some of these birds are going to display inability to walk or swim or even take flight, diarrhea, tremors, symptoms like that. All birds can serve as vectors or carry this disease from songbirds to waterfowl. We've even had confirmations of avian influenza within a lot of our raptor species, whether it's hawks or eagles, things of that nature. With the conservation order going on right now, some of the best management practices for hunters or people around waterfowl this time of year. Obviously, we encourage the public not to handle or eat sick game. Keep wild bird carcasses away from domestic poultry, whether you're a commercial poultry operation or even a backyard chicken operation there on your acreage. Just a reminder to kind of keep that separation there. If you harvest snow geese this time of year, obviously try to process those birds in a well-ventilated area. We recommend hunters to wear rubber and disposable latex gloves when handling, and obviously when you're done, try to clean up your knives and cutting boards and things of that nature as well, with soap or disinfectant, things of that nature. Obviously, you want to keep your hands out of your face or your mouth, so recommend not eating, smoking, putting in dips or stuff like that while you're handling birds, and obviously to thoroughly cook your game at a internal temperature is something that's recommended. So we get a lot of questions. So what is Game Fish and Parks doing about avian flu, right? So it's that's a challenge for us and anyone, whether it's with wild populations or commercial poultry operations, but we are working very closely with South Dakota Animal Industry Board, the USDA APHIS Wildlife Services, and other management agencies. We communicate closely. I just spoke the other day, yesterday, with the lead veterinarian of Dakota Provisions over there in Huron, just trying to get a pulse on what they're observing or seeing within their producers. And we're doing everything we can to monitor and at least respond to some of the outbreaks. So some of the examples included, again, working closely with APHIS Wildlife Services in assisting those commercial turkey farms or operations by whether it's our staff or Wildlife Services staff providing, technical assistance or providing loaning out deterrent supplies, whether those are propane guns or shell crackers, things of that nature to try to haze these migrating large flocks of waterfowl, in particular snow geese, away from their operations. We have worked with Wildlife Services. We provided them a permit. They're in the process of conducting currently a risk assessment at various commercial poultry operations across the state, evaluating the presence and maybe how this virus is maybe potentially getting into these facilities from wild birds and mammals. So They're conducting that. We permitted them to do that process, and look forward to seeing some of the results of that study. We're obviously still sampling sick birds, dead birds across the state. We submit those to the SDSU lab. Some of those end up going to the national lab at the USDA level or the USGS Wildlife Health Center. I'm not for sure how we're handling this spring, but I believe we are still continuing to test morts. And obviously, once we find a positive within a county or a certain geographic area, we're probably no longer going to test those mortalities for avian influenza and just document those findings within our wildlife disease database. Obviously, if there's something unique going on the landscape, a large die-off or something, we will obviously do testing there because we want to ensure what is occurring there. Again, all those morts are entered into our disease database. I just checked yesterday. We do not have any reports of dead geese at this time, and I'll get into this a little bit here before I conclude. But I think we maybe had one bald eagle that was maybe suspect of avian influenza near the Watertown area. I have not seen the test results of that sample yet. Obviously, if we get reports of large die-offs, carcasses sitting around some, of our more popular boat ramps or within city limits or within areas that might pose a risk to public health, we're obviously going to do our due diligence and try to get those carcasses cleaned up and get those disposed of properly. Just for the folks listening, at least as of right now, what we know about avian flu, it is not expected to have any significant impact on our wild populations to a point where it would be some type of population altering event. Obviously, we're continuing to learn more about the effects of bird flu, but at least as of right now, nothing real concerning at this point. We are receiving reports primarily of dead geese. I know some of you commissioners have received reports of birds that likely died of avian influenza last fall. And as our larger bodies of water, the ice is melting off. A lot of those birds died on the water last year before things iced up. And now as the ice is receding, we are getting some reports. And I know you folks have as well of carcasses floating up against the shoreline and whatnot. So in evaluating those birds, those were die-offs from last fall. This spring, I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. I would suspect we will have obviously some mortality events. It's just a matter of time before those come up and occur. So again, we just ask the public, whether you're a landowner or someone in town, if you do observe some dead or sick birds, to contact our department. You commissioner doing a good job of forwarding those on to us. We want to respond to those in a timely fashion. But Madam Chair, that's about what I have for you this morning, and I'd certainly entertain any questions.
Any questions for chat? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you. On waterfowls specifically, are you aware of anything that the National Fisheries got, or Wildlife and Fisheries have put out as far as a population concern on anything, with a, like a 10 or more percent reduction in any specific waterfowl species?
Yeah, through the chair, Commissioner Whitmire, good question. I am not aware of any of those statistics or any findings at this time. I'm not saying they're not out there. I'm just not aware of them. I know if you go to, if you would Google avian influenza, you're going to get a lot of reports and some nice dashboards and tabular data that the USGS is providing and following and documenting. So that information is out there from that standpoint. I'm just not I might lean back on Andrew Norton or somebody here, but I'm not aware of anything as of this time where there is a significant concern over this disease related to a specific species.
Thank you. Just to clarify, I guess certainly historically waterfowl numbers go up and down, probably more so following wet trends and dry trends than anything. But so it's tough to say exactly what the driving factors are. I just thought, with the discussions we had yesterday about, that opportunity, if it you know, if it's a concern at all. But at this point, anyway, I just wondering if you, if we have any other reasons to kind of keep feelers out there. Thank you.
Through the chair, I'm not aware of any right now. And obviously, when birds group up in large, huge concentrations during the spring and fall migration, that's when we see a lot of mortality events occurring, right? No different than humans. When we congregate ourselves, it's much easier to pass along a virus. But once things kind of get settled down on the breeding grounds and get more spread out, we'll probably see a lull in activity of mortalities and that vector, or, you know, that virus being passed on. And unfortunately, probably going to pick up again this fall. And I know it's been a huge challenge for our commercial turkey operations within the state. They were, a lot of them were significantly devastated last fall. And I know we were aware of one large pheasant breeder or producer that was affected by this last fall. Don't know when this is going to run its course or whatnot, but time will tell.
Additional questions? Chad, just thank you. I know I think the commission received a little bit of an uptick in comments from the public, and we forwarded those to you and your team, and you all quickly put together some responses for us. And since then, I've received comments back from citizens, very appreciative of that. So thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We will continue. We've already done number 21.